When George White left the CIA, his letter of resignation read in part, "I toiled wholeheartedly in the vineyards because it was fun, fun, fun. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, cheat, steal, rape, and pillage with the sanction and blessing of the All-Highest?" George White addressed this letter to his boss, the very same CIA man who had spiked Frank Olson's Cointreau, an ecology-obsessed Buddhist named Sidney Gottlieb. Gottlieb had learned the art of sleight of hand from a Broadway magician called John Mulholland. This magician is all but forgotten today, but back then he was a big star, a David Copperfield, who mysteriously bowed out of the public eye in 1953, claiming ill health, when the truth was that he had been secretly employed by Sidney Gottlieb to teach agents how to spike people's drinks with LSD. Mulholland also taught Gottlieb how to slip biotoxins into the toothbrushes and cigars of America's enemies abroad. It was Gottlieb who traveled to the Congo to assassinate the country's first democratically elected prime minister, Patrice Lumumba, by putting toxins in his toothbrush. He failed. The story goes that someone else, a non-American, managed to assassinate Lumumba first. It was Gottlieb who mailed a monogrammed handkerchief, doctored with brucellosis, to Iraqi Colonel Abdelkarim Qassim. Qassim survived. And it was Gottlieb who traveled to Cuba to slip poisons into Fidel Castro's cigars and his diving suit. Castro survived. It was like a comedy routine. The Marx brothers become covert assassins. And sometimes it seemed to Eric as if his family were the only people not laughing. "The image that was presented to us," Eric said, "was fraternity boys out of control. We tried some crazy things and we made errors of judgment. We put various poisons in Castro's cigars, but none of that worked. And then we decided that we weren't really good at that sort of thing." "A clown assassin," I said. "A clown assassin," said Eric. "Ineptitude. We drug people and they jump out of windows. We try to assassinate people and we get there too late. And we never actually assassinated anybody." Eric paused. "And Gottlieb turns up everywhere," he said. "Is Gottlieb the only person in the shop? Does he have to do everything?" Eric laughed. "And this is what my mother was seizing on when she talked to Gottlieb. She said, 'How could you do such a harebrained scientific experiment? Where's the medical supervision? Where's the control group? You call this science?' And Gottlieb basically replied, 'Yeah, it was a bit casual. We're sorry for that.'